This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Shanning. Youth and Sports Minister Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman appears to be on a roll. After his successor with Undi 18, he is also now pushing for motorcycle sharing services. Now, if we remember, though, in 2017, the BN government banned this service for safety reasons. But apparently now the cabinet will be making a decision on Gojek and other bike hailing firms.
Actually, I'm just wondering, why is it that Syed Saddiq making this comment and not Transport Minister Anthony Look? While Anthony Look has actually agreed with the idea to bring Gojek into the country, I mean, Anthony Look should be the one proposing this, right?
Well, yes, he's the Transport Minister, but at this current juncture, Syed Saddiq, together with the Gojek founder, actually met to PM Tun Mahathir to discuss the possibility of rolling out this bike hailing services in this country.
Yeah, I think Syed Saddiq, for him, his concern or his stake in the matter is trying to help create more jobs for riders, right? So he's specifically referring to the group that we colloquially known as the Matrumpits. And it's commonly used to refer to riders who are involved in illegal motorcycle racing and other kinds of activities. And Syed Saddiq, he believes that the existence of a service like Gojek could help to improve their livelihoods with more money in their pockets. And then at the end of the day, I guess, encourage them to pursue almost entrepreneurship, right?
Yeah, I totally agree with this. I really want Gojek to come into the country. And it's not just for transportation on bikes, right? It's also about food delivery. It's also about dispatch. And Gojek also...
And service delivery as well.
Service delivery. And Gojek also has payments. And I think in certain countries, like Singapore, Gojek also has car services, right?
Yes, in Singapore, they have started...
So, yeah, we need that competition because right now is almost just a single player, and that's not necessarily good for the long term. It encourages monopolistic behaviors.
Yeah, but the government has assured, though, that even if they were to allow this kind of bike-sharing services, they wouldn't allow a monopoly of the market. And the matter is expected to be discussed in Cabinet again. While ultimately, the final say will be from the Transport Minister, there are a number of political considerations, including such as the pressure to be popular amongst lower-income Malay youths. And Syed Saddiq can also be apparently very persuasive, and he appears to have some political clout in this matter. But there is, I guess, the main... These bike sharing services were banned in the first place by the BN government was for safety reasons. And that, I think, is going to be the main sticking point. How do you assure the general public, or how do you regulate these kinds of services to ensure that they put forward the right amount of safety standards?
Because it's a bit of a flip-flop, right? We didn't allow a Daygo ride at the initial set, right? And now we're saying, hey, Gojek is under consideration. So what is the government policy actually with regards to these motorbike companies?
Yeah, that's right. Anthony Look, not too long ago, said that we will never legalize Daygo ride in Malaysia because we disagree with any types of ride-sharing services that involve motorcycles.
Yeah, so what is the stance in terms of bike hailing services is the question I want to have. Is it, what were reasons that no for Daygo but yes for Gojek?
Safety would be the most obvious one.
Yes.
But I'm sure there are ways to put in rules to ensure that all the riders will have a certain amount of safety.
Absolutely. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.